we are very excited now to get B-Rob, Brian Robinson, Commanders running back on the line. B-Rob, what up, man? Thank you for making time for us.
What's up, man? How you doing?
We're doing well, man. You know, I've been covering you since your rookie year. You've had some ups and downs. The team has had some ups and downs. How much are you enjoying yourself these first four games?
I'm having a lot of fun. You know, it's always fun to win, you know, especially, you know, after overcoming a lot of adversity. You know, it feels great to finally be at the end of the tunnel.
People, you look at your room. Your room is super talented. Yourself, Austin, McNichols came in last week and did some unbelievable things. Is it like a friendly competition that you all have going on in there where, you know, we want to do our best, but we pull for each other?
Oh, of course. You know, you always want to be able to have, you know, great relationships with the guys you got to, you know, work with and train with. And you want to push those guys. You expect them guys to push you as well, you know, and it's, you know, that's just part of competition. So, you know, we never shy away from that. You know, if anything, we just, you know, find ways to, you know, just help each other, you know, get better at, you know, whatever we need to personally. And it shows on game day.
So, dude, one thing that's kind of crazy for you, you're in your third offense in the NFL, in your 3 years in the NFL. What do you like of Cliff's offense?
I just like how creative he is. You know, he doesn't have a simple mind at all. You know, he's very creative. He want to find ways, you know, any way possible, you know, to get his, you know, his playmakers involved and, you know, get the ball in the guys' hands that, you know, gonna you know, give us the best chances to win. And he does it with a lot of creativity. So he's very exciting. You know, Cliff has a very exciting mind.
For sure. The Commanders are riding a three-game win streak. Been on the road the last two games. Been out
they
west
took over
for a week.
The last two games.
The Commanders fans out in Arizona were everywhere. If you want to go, I think they still have some tickets available for Sunday's game against the Browns, commanders.com. B-Rob, how excited are you just to get back home, just sleep in your own bed, and then play a home game this weekend?
Good, man. Just getting back to the routine, you know, after being on the road, you know, it's just having to go through those circumstances and still, you know, being able to be a, you know, a true pro about all that business and handle the business that needed to be. But, you know, being back home and back on regular programming and scheduling, you know, it feels good, you know, just keep this thing flowing, you know, and just to be back on regular programming.
But how much did it pull you all together as a team being on the road for that amount of time? You go up to Cincinnati, have a great win, and then you're out in Arizona that whole time, and you get a spectacular win there. But you got to depend on each other when you're on the road.
Yeah, I feel like for the most part we handled that whole week, you know, with a lot of maturity, you know, as a team, guys, you know, just, you know, being professional about, you know, just preparing, you know, during the week, you know, it's completely different, you know, guys, just make sure we stand on the same page and preparing, you know, correctly and, you know, just doing all the small little things as far as details to just make sure that, you know, we was, you know, coming right off of the Cincy game and transitioning right into the Arizona game, you know, while on the road, but also, you know, make sure that we was ready to go on Sunday.
Did the Alabama game prior to that motivate you a little bit for your game the next day?
That's a funny question because, like, you know, I always, you know, take a look at the Bama games and, you know, kind of get my own mind right before my games because, you know, I just think about, like, you know, all the times and the moments where I was on that field just preparing myself for, you know, these moments that I have now. So it's just, you know, it is, you know, good for the mental to just see my, you know, see my team and, you know, my alma mater go out there and, you know, do it, you know, play at the highest level like how I expect them to. Just to remind me of where I came from and, you know, what I'm used to doing.
Dude, B-Rob, what's it like growing up in Tuscaloosa and then playing at Bama? I mean, that's got to be – the whole town revolves around the football games.
Yeah, it's very hard to do, you know, just being a local kid, you know, a lot of local kids get looked over, you know, instantly because, you know, there's so much talent elsewhere, you know, they can go find elsewhere, but just being able to be literally right there at home, you know, my whole entire life, and to be able to get recruited and, you know, have a great recruiting process, you know, from Alabama, and to be able to also still go to school there and do 5 years there and just, you know, stick to the script of, you know, just, you know, whatever was dealt in front of me while being at home and just dealing with it, and it worked out for me.
That's great, man.
You look at this this league now, it's going more passing, but Cliff comes in here. At one point, he was running the air raid, but he seems to want to run the ball probably more than anything else. How does that make you feel, and how important does it make you feel to be a part of the running aspect of this?
It made me feel great, man. It made me feel counted on. You know, it allows me to just, you know, be comfortable. You know, it makes me feel like, you know, it can depend on me. The team can depend on me with the ball in my hands. So the more I, you know, opportunities I get like that, the more I'm a, you know, come through for my team. And I feel like the more, you know, he trusts me with the ball in multiple situations in the game, the more he'll feel like he can depend on me, you know, just on down the line.
Talking with Brian Robinson Jr., running back for the Washington Commanders. Through four games, you've got 375 yards from scrimmage with three touchdowns. Obviously, you're running the ball at a really successful clip, 66 carries for 307 yards, three touchdowns on the ground. But you've also been a threat through the air, eight catches for 68 yards. Kingsbury just spoke to the media out here in the annex and was kind of saying that you're underrated as a pass catcher. But B-Rob, I wanted to ask you something else Kingsbury told us about. He said that in the pre-draft process a couple of years back when Cliff was still in Arizona, that you and he went out to dinner and really hit it off. And Cliff thinks you might have been kind of pissed off that they didn't draft you, but now he thinks everything's cool.
Yeah, like you said, we had a good sit down, good time, you know, when they invited me out to Arizona pre-draft, and you know, it was one of those ones I was like, no, if he drafts me, I'm confident that I can, you know, I can work with him and kind of build a relationship with him, even though it didn't work out, you know, at that time, it came back all the way full circle, and I remember that sit down that we had, and, you know, those moments, you know, to just kind of, you know, help me figure out what type of person, you know, Cliff was and what type of energy he had, you know, even though, you know, he wasn't my coach at the time, but, like, I had a great idea, you know, of what type of person and what type of coach he was going to be, you know, if he was my coach then or now, you know.
Yep. Well, as you look forward to this weekend and you start thinking about the Browns, what is it that you all feel you need to do to get another victory?
We just need to do what we do. You know, we prepare, we just hit off our game plan to our best ability. You know, it's really not about, you know, what nobody else is doing. It's really just about, you know, how we best come out and execute the plays that we have. And if we do that, you know, at a high level, like, which I know we have the ability to do, we'll be in great shape, you know, from start to finish.
Talking with B-Rob, Brian Robinson, Commanders running back. If you want to watch B-Rob and this offense that is cooking, there still are some tickets available for Sunday's game. Check it out at commanders.com. Brian, we'll get towards the end of this thing. Obviously, this offense is arguably the best in the league through four games. A lot of people deserve a lot of credit, but Jaden Daniels is the center of this thing. What do you think of the rookie quarterback you're playing with?
Oh, dude, phenomenal. No, it's a lot different, from watching him, you know, have a Heisman year to, you know, actually playing alongside him. So, you know, playing with him is, you know, it's great. You know, guy's smart. He's a great player. You know, he's smart with the ball and decision-making, you know, just to make sure, you know, he's just not being careless and, you know, turn the ball over and just make sure he's being as conservative as he can to just protect the ball and, you know, make sure we keep drives going and stay on the field as long as we can. And I just feel like he has great awareness of, you know, that, you know, just being a quarterback and knowing that the ball starts with him first and just dishing it out, you know, clean and just looking so confident and just growing along the way. You know, I expect that to just continue to grow, and he's going to be a great player in this league.
Totally. All right, last question. After what happened to you as a rookie on 8th Street, that first game you run out of the tunnel at for the home game, and you had him play many men over the speakers. How did you arrive at that decision, and is that the absolute most gangster entrance in the history of pro football?
I mean, I haven't really seen anybody else like enter from, you know, getting shot a few weeks before, you know, to actually come out and play a game. So I would say that's number one, you know. But you know, just to be able to come back, you know, from all of that and still be able to go out and play ball and play at a high level, man, it's dope, man. I don't give myself enough credit for it.
Dude, seriously. Yeah. I mean, you should. But that was one of the absolute wildest moments, was watching you run out of that tunnel, and I can only imagine the emotions that must have been involved.
Yep.
Now, getting back home this week, it's not going to compare to that on 100 different levels, but getting back home this week with that home crowd fired up, you guys are first place in the division, 3 of the next 4 at home, a lot of opportunities here. Does this just feel different than any other moment in your Washington career?
Yeah, man. You know, great momentum going on right now, you know, at the start of the season, which is the first, you know, since I've been here. And definitely something great to build upon. And we got a, you know, great group of guys that, you know, sees this opportunity and wants to take advantage of it. So I'm excited for, you know, what, you know, the position that we're in and what I know we can accomplish, you know, out of this. And, you know, it's all up to us now to, you know, be at our best, you know, when our best is required, and not to get complacent with what we've done so far.
Well, B, keep pushing, brother. And maybe I'll see you doing something else later on to show you other talents, too.
Like what? Singing?
We had our conversation on the sideline one day. You know what I'm talking about.
B-Rob, thanks for the time.
Appreciate
man.
You, bro.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, man.
That is Commanders running back Brian Robinson. Really, really balling out this year. Almost 400 total yards from scrimmage through 4 games, 3 touchdowns. Dude, and if you like this, if this is your sort of thing, we showed this on All Ears last night, that a B-Rob touchdown on the Commanders' first drive pays you plus 800. So if you think they're going to score and you think B-Rob is going to score on that first drive, just saying, $5, what, wins you 40?